It is time for us to head over and speak to none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Well, what can I tell you? You know, we still have this storm system that's going to create more showers and maybe even a thunderstorm today. And it will get windy this afternoon, not as bad as yesterday, 65 to 70. Tonight, when the showers end, it clears up 40 to 45. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, 70. Sun and clouds should do it for Sunday, 70 to 75. And Monday, partly sunny, 65 to 70. So you could see by the forecast, we have definitely upped the temperatures, and it's a little bit more seasonable now, even as we go into next week. And I think the pattern of every other day of rain has been broken. So that is good news. We'll see a little more sun. The weather will be a little bit better. And hopefully things will get better, too, as far as the virus is concerned. Well, and we'll be on the up and up. I heard yesterday, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I heard on one of the TV news stations, I think they said something like more breaking news, more bad news, that the World Series has been canceled.
Well, not yet. Everything's up in the air, but we'll have to see. I mean, at this point, if they resume baseball, it probably wouldn't be till the first June. So you've probably missed about at that point 60 games out of 162 game season. Right. So it's going to be interesting to see what baseball does. NFL is planning on a full season. The NBA might resume just with their championship season, and they might do it at one city where all the teams that are in the championship fly into one city that's got a low COVID-19 rate and is open, and the games would be played at one arena, and that arena would be closed to the public. So for the safety of the players and the public, that's what the NBA is thinking about doing. And one of those locations is Disney World, by the way. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But good news in the state of Connecticut. For the ninth day in a row, hospital admissions were down. Deaths were up, but that's because, of course, those follow a much slower pattern. And so if Connecticut can make it through 14 days of lower hospitalizations, slowly businesses will be allowed to reopen on May 20th. And, of course, there'll be a lot of things that businesses have to do to be open. Like restaurants, they will not be able to open their bars. They don't want people hanging out in bars. And restaurants will have to have outdoor service if they open in the beginning, not inside, outdoors. For everybody that is unkempt, haircuts and nails will be also among those businesses allowed to open beginning May 12th. But everything is depending upon people following the rules of social distancing,
right,
keeping that curve slowly going down. If it bumps up at all, then it's not going to happen. So it depends on everybody doing their part in this. And in our latest numbers, Sharon has 13 COVID cases. 13. That's the biggest in the northwest corner. And it was just a small town of 2,000 people.
Yeah, right.
But anyway. That's,
well, I mean, look at Rockland County. It has 350,000 people, yeah, but they have like 12,000 cases.
Yeah.
So that's a lot.
All from that one guy.
and when you watch this stuff on TV and you see all these people still congregating, you just shake your head and you say, what don't they get?
Now, the weather's going to be good tomorrow, right? Yeah, you just said, right?
Tour's going to be very nice, yeah. So
because
a lot of people want to be out, right?
In North Canaan, they are having a big thank you parade. Thank you to all the first responders. Thank you to all the grocery clerks, the truck drivers. Thank you to all the people that have worked out there to try to keep our life normal. It's going to be a long parade. It's going to start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? And it's going to cover 28 miles. It's going to start at Town Hall and so people who want more information on the route and times can go to the Canaan website, which is on the web, northcanaan.org/municipal-calendar. But so that's going to be a very, very big parade on Saturday.
And I'm assuming that everybody's going to have to be very distant.
Well, if you're going to be in the parade, it has to be the same family in the car. You can't have two different families in the car or your friends along. Same families in the car. And if you're going to be watching the parade, social distancing rules apply. You have to be 6 feet apart, and you must wear a mask. And if you're going to be watching it, so
that's story. You have to take precautions. There's no doubt about it. I'll bring this up to you real quick because I see it's 57. Just an interesting thought. A friend of mine said, you know, it was only recently, and he's not sure exactly how many years ago, but I think he said like 10 years ago when they started giving pneumonia vaccines to children. Because, as you know, that wasn't part of the booster shots and all of that stuff. And since pneumonia is associated with the lungs, is it possible that that's the reason why children haven't come down with this virus because of that vaccine?
No, because there have been children that came down with it. It's just not at the same number. Just that, and you know, and you can look at the younger you are, the better chance you have if you catch the virus of right. not showing any symptoms because your immune system is stronger. It's just plain
sense.
Yeah. Your immune system is stronger, and so I think that's what protects younger people. But if you're 18 and you've lived a pretty hard lifestyle, guess what? Your immune system isn't going to protect you.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, so that's the whole thing. So, hey, you know, like I said, it's a bright light in Connecticut. We're all aiming for May 20th right now. And it's something to shoot for, and I think it's also a kick in the butt to people. Hey, if you want these rules start to be relaxed, everybody follow the rules. So we'll see what happens.
That's it. Yes, and I'll be back with you on Monday to give you a complete synopsis of how the mouse busters succeeded or didn't succeed this coming Sunday.
I want the mouse busters to succeed. I really do.
So do I. Otherwise, there's going to be a for sale sign going up.
Right. Okay. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you Monday. Have a safe weekend.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center.